Like another song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this song is called, this is a very evolved song, so it really kind of transformed completely from what it started out as. And sometimes I'll write songs and they'll just come in one swoop and they'll be done. And other times, more rarely, they'll evolve for years and transform. So this is called The Hazy Line of Truth. And it's about a friend who passed away. They were an opiate addict, and so that gives you a little context for understanding the lyrics. So that's kind of the hazy line of truth. It's kind of that line between life and death.
Poet, Seattle Poetics Lab, Cascadia Poetry Festival, American Sentences,
Time Before Slaughter, Organic in Cascadia, A Sequence of Energies. Interviewed Ginsberg, Waldman, McClure, Hamill, Kozer, Coleman, Blazer, Mackey, Kiver, Bowering, Hillman, Marlatt. Was awarded a residency at the lake. Lives in the Duwamish River watershed. Downstairs. And two anagrams of his name are Venereal Pole Stunt and Stellar Uneven Poet.
Thank you for inviting me, Greg.
Thanks. Cheers.
Sandra Fleming's a local painter. If you go by the Columbia City Gallery and peer in, even if it's closed, you see three big canvases. Wild. Well, two of them are wild. One's a little more conventional. And I figured out why they're so wild, because I did anagrams of her name, Sandra Fleming. So here are a few. You call her Sandra Fleming, but the letters prefer Flung Marinades. Freezing Alderman and Fuming Adrenals. She's a farmland genius who can diagram funnels and elfin guardsmen with an insured flagman and fringed manuals, giving off an unframed signal while refunding llamas. Give her a fuming slander, and she will respond with damning earfuls. American Sentences. 17 Syllable Poems, a form created by Allen Ginsberg. This is my book which came out last year, including the fruits, I guess is one way of putting it. Oh, 14 years of daily labor, writing one of these sentences a day. And I'll read a few from 2006, capturing the shadow of the moment. August 1st. Everything is empty, but some things are more empty than others. August 5th. Pop, don't they know the international symbol for too much? I guess not. August 8th. Vijendra, who came here from Fiji, came to Auburn. This is when I was in Auburn. Vijendra says, compared to Fiji, fingernails grow much faster here. August 12th. End fest shirt. Please turn me over so I don't choke on my own vomit. Sounds like a nice event. That's what the KNED radio at the end. Where I work for 2 years? That's part of the idea, I guess. August 24th, acupuncture. Don't the needles hurt? Said FedEx driver with pierced tongue. I'll read one more. Not that one. Read this one, you're going to go, which ones did he pass up? November 15th, my daughter Rebecca, by the way, is 24, lives in D.C., is now a professional journalist. But this was, I think, 7th grade. November 15th, words Rebecca should not say in debate class, gangster, Jew, and douchebag. Got to get the rules out of the way. One of the latest series I've been working on is taking one of Joanne Geiger, her poems from On Time, writing my own version of that. So she writes a birthday poem for a friend, I write a birthday poem for a friend or a relative. She has 79 poems in her book, and I'm up to about 40 or 42 or 43. And this one from a couple of weeks ago, number 40, called 2016 Year of the Fire Monkey. You know, that's the fire monkey, and it starts on Monday night, the new moon. So this is, I guess, in honor of the Year of the Fire Monkey. And my series of poems is called After On Time. Now I'm stuck here in this Mercury in retrograde, again waiting for a check. For the first time, brace for a year of the fire monkey. Ambition, activity, cleverness, mischief, adventure. Amalio says he would mix fire and monkeys. A bad combination. We watch water dragon, metal ox, water snake, navigate monkey dung. Mercury, Hillary, Sobriety, Hanuman, Eleanor Roosevelt, Da Vinci, Fellini, Gauguin, Joan Crawford, Charlie Parker, Sylvia Plath, Little Richard. The fire monkey is red, the same color as rage, and sun-dried tomatoes await their omelet future amidst the monkeys and African ornithologists partial to chanting Om Hanumate Namah, Om Hanumate Namah, Om Hanumate Namah. And the last thing I'm going to read is from this manuscript called Pig War and Other Songs of Cascadia, not yet published, and it's from my time at the Graves Foundation at the lake where Morris Graves lived the last about 30 years of his life. Morris Graves, one of the most brilliant painters who ever lived in this fire region, and his greatest creations may have been the homes that he created around the world, and I'll reference a couple of them in this poem. I'll also reference a couple of the places Sam Hamill lived. Sam's a big friend and influence and teacher, and I have many quotes in this poem. All of them are from Morris Graves, from his selected letters. If you haven't read that, they're pretty cool. He had a Guy Anderson, I think, talked to him about the dilettante periphery, how they were sick of the dilettante periphery. And so this one's called Clues from Hell. And it's a high one. I've written a bunch of these. One of them appears in this book, which I have here tonight, Make It True, Poetry from Cascadia. A few people in the room are in this, have this for sale, as well as the sentences. And thank you for your kind attention. Thank you for coming to my house. Smoke rises to heaven when it ought to descend to hell. Ramon Gomez de la Serna. In the heavens of your making a home, be it the rock or Kerladen, wood town or the lake, Cagayan or Cloud Nine, slaughter, or a little corner of Hillman City, survivable by pea patch. Make it with enough care to notice from the lichen to the day moon, from the library to the Japanese maple, from the giant sunflowers to the three steepled cedar points to better weather. In it, and in the chaos of the marked up books, the three-toed vase, the empty Otokoyama bottles and their recycle bin, clues. To sift through the wreckage one day, they'll want clues. Clues to how you ended up next to a fire, well tended, and clues to the spiritual chase. Clues to the record and direction for future seekers, and clues to where you hid the humble fog. Clues could hide right in front of you, as does the sponge plant by the duckweed drift which smears the morning lake. Clues of cigarette butts and grief. Old growth redwood, 800 years old, 300 feet tall, heard its share of prayers. They were always there, we'll say, prominent as miniature islands with salal, blue huckleberry, and dwarfed spruce. Calm as the lake ripples made by a coot flock landing, subtle as the wood smoke rejecting hell in the making of its new home as it courts the morning cascading of fog, sincere as autumn bouquets, sweet little nosegay-like for every dead stranger in the cemetery made with the spirit of great cobwebs of geese in the sky and mild-mannered hallucinations of reverse snow in September Olympic fireweed or the hush of dropping fir needles with each new exhale from Blue Glacier. So stock up on cake mix and tequila, butter and turkey bacon, mangoes y pan de banana, have handy jasmine rice and altar candles, fresh garlic and olive oil, cashew bits and lush wine, wool socks and binoculars, photos of the loved ones and always the clue-enabling ancestors, decoding the sea and the heavens ain't for sissies. Lend a hand.